A guten Erev Shabbos Chodesh, Parshas Matis Masay, Tavshanai Ches, and a guten Rish Chodesh to everybody. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, in Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Evi Akrisim Lachem, you shall call for yourselves cities in Eretz Yisrael that will be used for Ari Miklat. Really, there were cities in Eber Yarden as well. Rashi says, on the Pasuk of Vekrisim Lachem, what is Vekrisim? Ein HaKriya El Lashon Hazmana. Kriya, Kuf, Resh, Yud, Hey, is a lashon of preparing. As the Pasuk says in Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav, in Bereshis, when Yaakov Avinu was asked by Yitzchak, how did you come back so quickly? It says, Ki hikra Hashem lekech lefanoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared in front of me. And the Svar Makdoshim write that this comes to tell us that a person, whatever matzav that he's in, even when he looks like something that is happening b'mikra, something that is happening which is not necessarily that Hashem is behind it, it's just happenstance. Be'emes, it's happening. Be'hazmana, it's happening because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. The Chazon Ish writes in his Sefer Emunah Bitachon, U'mimidas ha-bitachon l'hamid atzmei l'nekudas ha-emunah ki lo yamikra pagao yishay mikra ba'olam klal rak hakol me'ita yisbarach. The midah of bitachon is that a person has to set himself and be sure to know that everything happens not because it's a mikra, not because it just happened to happen, but it happened because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that it should happen. We see by Reitzeach, where the Torah tells us in Mishpatim, in Shmois, Perch of Al Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk says, Ve'elikim ina liyodai, by Reitzeach Bishkaga, somebody that kills accidentally, of which the Pasuk we're talking about with the Ari Miklat, the Pasuk says, Elikim ina liyodai. The Gemara Makkos tells us that Yudam and Beis, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about two people, and they both killed. One killed B'Shogeg, one killed B'Mezid, and there are no Edim, there are no witnesses that saw it happen. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings them to one scene, to one situation, and the one who kills B'Mezid, he's sitting under a sulam, a ladder, and the one who killed B'Shogeg, somebody else, he goes up in the ladder and he falls down on the person who killed B'Mezid and he kills him. It comes out that each person gets his einish, each person gets his punishment that he's supposed to get, and the person who killed B'Shogeg, he gets his punishment as well, that he has to go to Ari Miklat, even though he did for the person that he killed originally, he doesn't go to Miklat, but now it comes circle, full circle. Says the Gemara, what is this coming to tell you? Velikim yin aliyadai, it comes to tell me that there's no mikra and there's no akroi in the world. There is nothing that just happened to happen. Even things that look like they're happening to happen, even things that are looking like it's just a mikra, it's just by chance, it's not by chance. Everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says further, in Masei, Perek Lameches, Pasuk Chavhei, V'yosha ba and Mois HaKoyen HaGadol Asher Moshach Oisei B'Shem HaKodesh. The halacha is that the Reitzeach, he has to stay in the Ir Miklat until the Koyen Gadol dies. And there's a shaila in the Gemara, which Koyen Gadol? Is it the Koyen Gadol who goes out to war? Is the Koyen Gadol who is this the who filled in it at some point, which Kohen Gadol is it? But be that as it may, the Gemara Makkos tells us, Asher Moshach Oisei B'Shem HaMoshach V'Chihu Moshchai. The Pasuk says that he was Moshach, that he was the one that put the oil onto the Kohen Gadol. It sounds like the Reitzeach, the one who killed, is the one who is making him into a Kohen Gadol. And the Meshech Chachma explains in our Parsha that the Pasuk is coming to tell us that the Hashkacha works, that when it comes to time for a Kohen Gadol, a new Kohen Gadol, in Shemayim, they make a cheshbon that there's going to be a Reitzeach, and that Reitzeach is going to kill B'Shogeg, and that Reitzeach is going to have to go to Ir Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies, and as long as that Kohen is alive, the Reitzeach has to stay in the Ir Miklat. And says in Meshech Chachma, it works the opposite as well. As long as the Reitzeach is supposed to be in the Ir Miklat, that's how long this Kohen Gadol is supposed to live. The moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided that the Reitzeach is in the Ir Miklat, as long as he has to be there and it's time for him to go out, the Kohen Gadol has to die. Zok the Meshech Chachma, we see from here, from this parasha, and from what we talked about earlier, the Akrisim Lachem, that the parasha of Ir Miklat tells us that everything happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. And that's something that we have to be maimed, it's something we have to put in our hearts, as the Chazon Ish says, we have to live with that emunah, that everything that happens in this world, everything that happens to us, is because Hashem wanted it to happen. Wishing all a very good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.